WEKT's 2024 Year in Review program is brought to you this morning by Kathy Morgan of Modern Woodmen of America, Southern Homes Realty and Backcountry Builders, Blount Rural Health Center, the City of Elkton, Todd County Attorney Jeff Trauber, Elkton Bank and Trust, Novellus, Todd County Health Department, and the Todd County Public Library. We're looking back at the second quarter of 2024. Here are the top stories we brought you in April. After learning of veteran actor Lou Gossett Jr.'s passing, WEKT's Scott Brown highlighted that Gossett Jr. was in Elkton to film the made-for-TV movie Lawmen Without a Gun. He played a black man running for sheriff in the small southern town. The movie was based on Reverend Thomas Gilmore Sr., who became the first black sheriff in Greene County, Alabama, in the late 1960s. Filming took place in Elkton, Todd County, Pembroke, and Hopkinsville in the summer of 1977. Two Todd County Central High School FFA officers were recognized during the Pennyryle FFA Region event. Chapter President Emily Frog was selected as the Pennyryle FFA Region Star in Agriculture Placement. Chapter reporter Molly Skipworth was elected to serve as the 2024-25 Pennyryle FFA Regional Sentinel. The City of Guthrie learned that $28 million was in the state budget and had been allocated to build a new wastewater treatment plant. Brian Michael Zimmerman, the son of Brian and Elizabeth Zimmerman of Trenton, was among 95 sophomores from the class of 2026 selected for the Gadden Academy of Mathematics and Science. After 21 years in law enforcement, school resource, and Elkton Police Officer Ed Higgins announced his retirement at an Elkton City Council meeting. Also at that meeting, Elkton Fire Chief Darrell Wagner shared his plans to retire later in the spring. On April 12, 2024, WEKT made local history when adding 92.1 FM to the airwaves. In mid-April, the Todd County Senior Citizen Center transitioned services to the Nazarene Church of Elkton while renovations began at the center. And in late April, Todd County School Superintendent Mark Thomas announced that Kenneth Anderson had been selected as the Assistant Superintendent of the district. Looking into May, in early part of the month, 15th District State Representative Jason Petrie announced that Kentucky was expected to meet its next set of triggers to lower the income tax rate by another 0.5% in 2026. Nashville artist Kim Radford began her mural in downtown Guthrie to honor the history of the blues music and how the area played a vital role in the Chitlin Circuit. The mural's on the right wall of Longhurst Park. The Tennessee Valley Authority awarded South Todd Elementary and Todd County Central High School with a $10,000 grant through the 2024 School Uplift Grant Program. The purpose of the program is to find ways to cut down on energy costs, which in turn saves schools at least 10% of those costs, according to the TVA. After being open for nearly 8 months, Option Pharmacy in Guthrie announced they would be closing toward the end of May. The pharmacy was opened through a partnership with pharmacists Brad Ashby, Mike Torby, and Tim Robinson, Tony Torby, and Michael Weiss. Blount Rural Health Center celebrated its 25th anniversary in May with Executive Director Anita Joel Powell saying that they have greatly expanded services since the creation of the Helping Hands Health Clinic. During May's Trenton City Commission meeting, the commission approved two projects totaling just over $51,000 to replace 20 steel water service lines on Clarksville Road and South Main Street. The Todd County Fair Board was reestablished in May to create an outdoor arena with more projects expected in the future. The outdoor arena was constructed on the property of the Todd County Extension Service on Pond River Road. 120 Todd County Central High School students walked across the stage Friday evening, May 17th of 2024, to receive their high school diplomas. The city of Elkton was named one of the fastest growing cities in the state, according to estimates released by the Kentucky Data Center. The city saw an increase of 165 people from 2000 to 2023. An Elkton attorney was selected as the Republican National Convention alternate delegate on behalf of Kentucky. Todd County Republican Party Chairman Frank Amaro said that Mark Collins' dedication and commitment to the party have earned him that prestigious role. A severe storm on Sunday, May 26th of 2024, brought at least 80-mile-per-hour winds to Elkton and surrounding areas. The winds knocked down trees and power lines and caused damage to various buildings, including the building that's the home of Pearl Vision. Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield issued a state of emergency following those storms. And Todd County Superintendent Mark Thomas announced that Dr. Sharice Williams would be the district's next director of district-wide services. And looking at May 2024, Sergeant Major Robert Bob Murphy was posthumously honored with a bridge dedication on Kentucky 107 Clifty-Kirkmansville Road over the East Fork Pond River near Clifty. Murphy passed away following a car accident on May 9th, 2023, at the age of 58. Todd County Middle School announced that Stephen McGee would serve as assistant principal. An Elkton native who was the band director at North Hardin High School died in a car crash in Grayson County on the Western Kentucky Parkway. Kentucky State Police said that 28-year-old Kelsey Dunn was killed after losing control of her vehicle in heavy rain, entering the median and into the path of a westbound tractor trailer. The Elkton Rotary Club learned that the efforts were moving forward with the Pennyrow Regional Energy Agency to construct a 53-mile natural gas pipeline to help residents and businesses in Lyon, Caldwell, Trigg, Christian, and Todd counties. Casey Bright was named the next city clerk and treasurer for the city of Elkton. She took over the position in late August. Todd County was named Storm Ready by the Paducah National Weather Service Office. The Tennessee Valley Authority donated 100 box fans to Edge Media Group's Cooling Our Communities campaign. And the Elkton Rotary Club learned in late June that the recycling facility was up and running at Novellis in Guthrie. The project was a $365 million investment. Today's recap and yesterday's can be found on the news page at WEKTRadio.com. I'm Joshua Clausen with your WEKT News Edge.